There's been mass confusion for weeks about whether the district students will be back in the classroom. The resulting tangle in remote classes for some cost Scott Marsloff his job as superintendent. For weeks, district administrators have been trying to develop a plan to get students who want to be in a classroom, even for a few days a week, back into the classroom. Yesterday, some students met with McKenna to have the new plan explained, calling for high school students to return to hybrid classrooms October 26th. Williamsville East Student Vice President Ben Terhar wants to be a college pre-med student, and remote labs are difficult.
We'll work through them with him, just virtually. For my anatomy class, that one's definitely been really tough because normally in anatomy, we do a lot of dissection, but that's obviously not able to happen when you're not in the classroom. So I would say out of all the classes, anatomy and biology are probably the two hardest classes to really try to replicate outside of the classroom.
Terhar says economic disparities are becoming clearer, with some families able to get special help for their kids in the college application process. For those students who can't, the guidance office is in the school buildings and not just down the hall for those other students. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.